This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Xiaoning and Roshan. Now, the coronavirus continues to rattle every aspect of the economy, and Malaysia's 5G rollout is no exception. So the 5G network deployment in Malaysia could be delayed due to hardware and resources disruptions from the virus outbreak. And this is, as we know, China is battling to restore normalcy in their manufacturing sector after the production shutdown from COVID-19.
Yeah, they're the main global supplier of 5G hardware and assembly base for various super speed electronic components. And as we earlier spoke to Tony Nash, this was about 7 a.m., most companies have been over allocated in terms of their manufacturing focus in China. And to see whether this changes going forward will be something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, an analyst from MIDF, Martin Chuang, he did say that 2020 will be a difficult year for the local telecommunication companies. Along with disruption, the earnings impact of 5G to telcos is still insignificant, fortunately. He said there's little avenue for telcos to expand their revenue this year as competition, of course, remains rampant. But if we look at the bigger 5G question, the MCMC, the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, reported that they will award the spectrum bands for 5G rollout in Malaysia by third quarter of this year. The bands will be tendered out in a single consortium of multiple licensees by the second quarter of 2020. Now, Huawei has already signed a 5G deal with Maxis Berhad and other telcos such as Celcom, Axiata and Telecom, while other suitors are seeking a piece in the Malaysian's 5G pie. They include the likes of Nokia.
But Huawei itself is a bit of a controversy magnet, right? Because it's been at the center of this US-led campaign to clamp down on the use of Chinese technology in the development of 5G because of concerns that the equipment could be used by Beijing for spying. But despite this, Malaysia has taken its own stance in the US-China conflict. You know, Gobind Singh Adio, who's the communications minister, said that we're aware of the concerns that have been expressed around the world about Huawei, but Malaysia will be governed by its own security standards in choosing partners for the nationwide rollout. I am curious as to what these security standards are and how they measure the potential risks versus the rewards, actually.
Nobody knows at this moment, right?
Very opaque.
Yeah, very opaque. And asked if Huawei has made a promise on preventing backdoors in its equipment, our telecommunication minister responded, "When you talk about security, be it Huawei or anyone else, you want to be assured that whatever system they propose is suitable for you. We do not say we will not deal with one particular company because generally they are security concerns." Which means he didn't say very much, actually.
I mean, maybe they'll mix and match. See who can give them the best price. I think that most of the time it comes down to that. But considering the fact that 5G is potentially the potential new backbone of communication networks going over the next few years, I find security to be an important thing. But when it comes to the promise of 5G and the ability to for it to help businesses and SMEs grow their infrastructure and the economy in different ways, that will be, maybe that's the security standard they're looking at. The price to cost, the price ratio here of how much security is worth to everyone.
Yeah, because if you look at the cost of 5G, I mean, that's a big question mark. It's probably going to run into the billions. And I think what Huawei did or what they've been clever about is actually they've been quite generous in terms of funding this for you, right? So in a way, it's like a soft loan. So you take up their services, so you take up their products, so you don't have to cough up so much as a country or as a government. But of course, if you're talking about suspicion over Huawei, I mean, that continues because even the US warned the UK, if the British government persists in allowing Huawei to supply equipment for the 5G network, it will adversely impact the sharing of intelligence between the two countries. Now, Donald Trump's acting chief of staff said that the US was very much concerned about the issue. He added that both governments share a tremendous amount of security information. And I quote, he said, in my best Donald Trump impression, "If you folks go forward with the decision to include Huawei, it will have a direct and dramatic impact on our ability to share information with you. Period. End of story." In italics.
Yes, I mean, this feeds into the fact that this is the pipeline, right? And you don't want anyone to have the ability or even the slight risk of being able to spy on your information that's being transmitted for security reasons. But this is going to be This is especially because the US and UK are very close allies. How this plays into their relationship will be interesting, but it all stems from the fact that people don't really know much about how Huawei is run, the ownership structure of it. There's this ongoing concern
over the involvement of the Beijing government.
That the government owns Huawei, essentially comes down to that. And if you were a foreign nation, would you really want another government building your communication infrastructure?
Yeah, I think, but nevertheless, I mean, Britain's spy agencies have said that they believe any surveillance risk posed by Huawei can be contained because they're familiar with the Chinese company's technology, because it's been used in 3G as well as 4G networks. And the UK has announced something of a plan to limit Huawei to a cap of 35% for each of the country's four mobile phone operators. So Vodafone, O2, EE and Three, although this will require the consent of Parliament. Because the UK officials have said that eliminating Huawei immediately would cost hundreds of millions more and could delay the rollout of 5G by a couple of years, which in technological terms is an eternity.
Yeah, it's probably like 1 year is equivalent to 7 years, like a dog's life, right, in 5G. Everybody is accelerating towards getting it implemented. So closer to home, even Thailand's telecommunication regulator, they've just raised above $3 billion in the 5G spectrum auctions. Now, operators snapped up the 48 licenses ahead of the expected commercial rollout later this year. So the Thailand's National Broadcasting and Telecommunications Commission said that the 5G technology will help, of course, just like every other country, drives its digital economy. Now, they said that it would probably raise as much as 177 billion baht this year from this so-called digital economy, and it will account for 1% of GDP. Now, the winners of this 5G spectrum were Advanced Info, which is Thailand's top mobile network operator, with 23 licenses across all three spectrum bands. Excuse me.
So this is also followed by the second largest telecoms operator, True Corporation, who bagged 17 licenses, and the third largest telecoms operator, Total Access Communication, with 2 licenses.
I think the Malaysian model has changed somewhat because they don't want 5G costs to be very expensive towards the telco operators. Because the reality is that if it is very expensive, then who pays for it? It's going to be the consumers, because telco operators just push the cost down to us.
So that's why they're giving it to a consortium of
things. Yeah, so you can share telcos, right? You can share the cost rather than, you know, every individual telco kind of bidding for it and then just making it very expensive at the end of the day. So every country decides on a different model. But I think the point is that when you look at 5G, right, how much can it really be implemented? You know, we talk about it, but I wonder whether it's really hype, because are we also then just ready for it? Do we have the tools for it? For example, handsets. Now, even on a handset basis, it's not going to be cheap. I think everybody's going to be curious what Apple is going to launch in September, right? But if we look at the Korean model, which is probably the first country to launch it, penetration rate is 10%, but that's only because the telcos are so generous with the phones and also the data plans.
So the success of the 5G rollout here in Malaysia still remains to be seen. A lot of factors that have to be accounted for. But right now, we're about to head into the 8 o'clock news. We are running a poll on the BFM Twitter account. That's at BFM Radio. So if you haven't already, do vote on it. We're asking you, would you disclose a mental health issue to your employer? Do tell us what you think. But right now we have the 8 o'clock news and then the Breakfast Grill, where I speak with Charles Santiago, MP for Klang, and Adrian Pereira, Executive Director of the North-South Initiative. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.